AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. American Catholics are welcoming Pope Francis' announcement that priests as well as bishops will be able to absolve women who've had an abortion, viewed by the church as a grave sin.
Miami Archbishop Thomas Wemsky says it's part of the church's upcoming Year of Mercy.
We're not in business to condemn people. We're in business to help save people.
In Philadelphia, where Pope Francis will take part in this month's World Meeting of Families, Janet Felton says she knows Catholic women who've had abortions.
I know that those people struggle a great deal with what they've done.
Archbishop Wemsky says forgiveness is available.
The only thing that it costs is a repentant heart.
The Year of Mercy starts on December 8th, the Church's Feast of the Immaculate Conception. I'm Steve Coleman.
A county clerk in Kentucky again denied marriage licenses to gay couples in direct defiance of the federal courts. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis vowed not to resign, saying her denial is in line with her religious convictions. AP correspondent Claire Gallifaro reports the next step in the standoff is a federal court hearing Thursday.
The plaintiff in the civil case that was filed against her have not asked that she be thrown in jail, though that is an option that's available to the judge if he is unhappy with her conduct. The plaintiffs, however, have asked instead just that she be fined until she decides to comply or step aside.
A multi-agency task force is working the case of a police officer shot while pursuing a group of men in Fox Lake, Illinois. Lake County Sheriff Sergeant Chris Covelli.
We have the aggressive search to apprehend the offenders that are at large. And again, they're being described as two male whites and one male black. We have the evidence processing at the scene, and we have the investigation into exactly what occurred here today.
The slain officer, Lieutenant Joseph Glenowitz, was a three-decade member of the department and a father of four sons. This is AP Radio News. A man who spent nearly 25 years on Missouri's death row has been executed for the kidnapping, rape, and fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old girl who was waiting for a school bus. Roderick Nunley became the sixth inmate put to death in Missouri this year. President Obama stared down a melting glacier in Alaska, a dramatic use of his presidential pulpit to sound the alarm on climate change. He took a hiking tour of Exit Glacier.
This glacier has lost about a mile and a half over the last couple hundred years, but the pace of the reductions of the glacier are accelerating rapidly each and every year.
Obama taped an episode of the NBC reality TV show Running Wild with Bear Grylls, putting his survival skills to the test in Kenai Fjords National Park. The U.S. Olympic Committee has named Los Angeles as its candidate for the 2024 Games. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.